confirmed, but we haven't seen anybody yet.
Okay. So we need at least one other, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then no worries. I'll patiently wait.
Okay.
Thanks for a slight delay there.
No problem.
Looks like we're going to have a bigger delay, but we'll get through it.
Hello, Mr. Nelson? Mr. Novatis? Mr. Cowan? Mr. Nelson? Mr. Novatis? Mr. Cowan?
Doesn't look like they're on.
So as we're waiting, John, a funny story. I think everybody will appreciate. It's kind of gross, but it's funny.
Okay.
One thing I don't recommend having a puppy in the house that is not potty trained and one of those automatic vacuum cleaners that roll around.
You mean that you had?
Yeah, that's what happened this morning. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was fun. I actually, when I was buying one before we bought the puppy, when I was buying one about 2 years ago, and it's worked pretty well. I don't know if it's worth it, but they actually were trying to sell another one to me that had a sensor that would prevent that. And I laughed at that. And there you go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Not a good way to treat waste, a vacuum. Yeah. Especially when it keeps on going. Any word from any of them?
Hello, hello.
Oh, we got one. So Roger.
All right.
Nelson.
Yep, I'm finally here.
Okay.
You got everything working?
Yes.
Very good. I'm glad to hear.
Okay, we can get started.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for everyone for joining us today. I'd like to go ahead now with myself and Mr. Nelson present. I'd like to go ahead and call this July 12th meeting of the Southmost Regional Water Authority to order. I have 12:07. We do have a confirmation of quorum with myself and Mr. Nelson. Any public comments?
No public comments.
All right, thank you. And then we'll go ahead and move on to the open meeting section. Item number one, consideration of possible action on approval of the May 3rd, 2021 board meeting minutes. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I move to approve the May 3rd, 2021 board meeting minutes.
Very well. I'll second as the only remaining member. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Board meeting minutes are approved. Item number two, general manager report. Take it away.
Yep. Mr. President, members of the board, before we start with the operation and financial, one thing I just wanted to mention is beginning in September, the meetings will no longer be virtual. They'll have to be in person. So we'll be setting up for that We'll try and see what we can do at Southmost, or maybe the service center is a little bigger area. But just to let you know on that, we'll start preparing for that between now and September.
Great.
Sounds good.
I was going to bring that up to you personally and see if we could start in September. So that's perfect. All right.
Yes.
And then is the boardroom in the new building ready?
It'll probably be October.
October. Okay.
For at least start holding meetings. I think we can probably do it, Marie, in October.
Great. Excellent. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the operation and financial report. We'll start with the operation report. Mr. Garza?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Mr. President, members of the board, this is Jose Armando Garza. I'll go over the production and distribution report for the month ended May 31st, 2021. And that's going to be on tab number 2 of your board binder. We're going to start on column C. The SRWA total distribution year to date is at 1,698.111 million gallons for a daily average of 6.988 million gallons per day. Going over to column F, we have the distribution for BPUB, and the year to date is 1,581.981 million gallons for a daily average of 6.510 million gallons per day. Under column G, we have the distribution for Ballymun number 2, and the year to date is 42.891 million gallons for a daily average of 0.177 million gallons per day. Under column H, we have the distribution for the city of Los Fresnos, and the year to date is 34.185 million gallons for a daily average of 0.141 million gallons per day. Under column I, we have the credit for BMD, and the year to date is 35.659 million gallons for a daily average of 0.147 million gallons per day. And under column J, we have the allocation for Indian Lake. The year to date is 3.395 million gallons for a daily average of 0.014 million gallons per day. Below that, we have the true up estimates, and we can see that BPUB is over by 4.26 million gallons. Valimat is over by 0.268 million gallons, and the city of Los Fresnos is under by 4.53 million gallons. Staff will continue to balance those numbers out as we go along. In the next page, we have the water production and distribution for the month of May. And we're going to be looking at the third column from the left, which is the total water produced for May. And the total for May was 202.290 million gallons, for an average of 6.525 million gallons per day. To the far right, we have the actual water distributed during May, and that was at 198.653 million gallons, for an average of 6.408 million gallons. Below that, we have the chemical costs for May, and on chemicals, the plant used 63,290 with 36 cents worth of chemicals. And on the electrical, we utilized 79,937 with 12 cents on the chemical consumption. In the next page, we have shutdowns that interrupted some of plant production. The first one was on May 12th. We have a power outage and loss of communication at the wells, at the well field due to a thunderstorm. In there, we were down for 3 hours. And then the next day, on the 13th, another power outage at the well field due to EPA repairing an electrical pole damaged by the storm. And then after that, to restart, we had issues with our communications. So we were down for 7 hours. And then on the 19th, another thunderstorm where we lost communications and we were down for 8 hours. On the 26th, We had a scheduled shutdown to download a program for a new high service, high service number 7 that is coming online. So we had to download the program to our SCADA system. We were down for 3 hours. And the following day, we did the generator load testing in the well field. And for that, we were down for 7 hours. Throughout the month, we had a 20-hour total shutdown. That concludes my report. Are there any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, financials.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the board. This is Mike Perez, acting CFO, and I'll be presenting the authority's financial performance as of May 31, 2021. You'll find the report right behind the production and distribution report under tab 2. So I'm going to be reporting in the year-to-date column. We've got member assessments of $3,917,373. Operating expenses consist of personnel services, $360,252. Materials and supplies, $515,540. Repairs and maintenance, $99,883. Contractual and other services, $886,074. And depreciation expense for the 8 months of $857,709, bringing total operating expenses to $2,719,458. Subtracting this from the operating revenues up on top, we end up with operating income of $1,197,915. We then back out the net non-operating expenses on the next page, line 17, of $510,312, of which the majority is made up of interest expense. And we arrive at an increase in net position of $687,603. Adding this to the beginning of the year net position balance, and we end up with a net position at the end of the year of $19,298,355. The following two pages provide a summary of expenses by account for reference purposes only. So that concludes my report. Be glad to answer any questions.
I have no questions.
None here either. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, that concludes the GM report.
All right, thank you, Mr. Ruchak. Moving on to item number 3, consideration of possible action for bid award for annual supply of water treatment chemicals.
Hey, Mr. Garza.
The president, members of the board, this item is for the consideration and possible action to bid award for annual supply of water treatment chemicals. BPUD Purchasing Department opened bids for the annual supply of water treatment chemicals, bid number 039-21, on April 22, 2021. The invitation to bid was advertised in the Brownsville Herald on March 28 and April 4, 2021. Email to 27 vendors with 19 vendors responding. The following are the low evaluated bidders meeting specifications. For the sodium hydroxide, 25%, the low bidder was DPS Industries with a unit price of 0.0987 cents per pound for an extended price of $34,545. For the sodium hydroxide 50% solution, again, it was DPC Industries with a unit price of 0.1567 cents per pound for an extended price of $47,010. For the ammonium sulfate, it was Chemtrade Chemicals with a unit price of 0.122 cents per pound at an extended price of $31,720. For the sodium bisulfite, the low bidder was Southern Ionics with a unit price of 0.21262 cents per pound for an extended price of $23,978. For citric acid, the low bidder was Chemtrade Chemicals at a price of $1,853.94 per tote for an extended price of $55,618.20. for ferric chloride. The low bidder was PVS Technologies with a price of 0.305 cents per pound for an extended price of $38,125. For calcium chloride, the low bidder was Skyhawk Chemicals with a price of 24 cents per pound for an extended price of $360,000. For chlorine, the low bidder was DPC Industries with a unit price of $839 per ton with an extended price of $135,000. These chemicals are used at the SRWA for the adjustment of pH, disinfection, dechlorination, membrane cleaning, coagulation, and water stabilization. The contract period will be from September 1st, 2021 to August 31st, 2022. The recommendation, SRWA staff recommends bid award for the annual supply of chemicals to the low bidders bidding specifications as follows. DPC Industries for $194,820. Chemtrade Chemicals for $87,338.20. Southern Ionics for $23,978. PVS Technologies for $38,125. And Skyhawk Chemicals for $360,000. This is for a grand total amount not to exceed $704,000 with $261.20. Are there any questions?
I have none.
None here. Thank you. That was detailed and effective. I'll entertain a motion to approve the recommended action as written for item number three.
I move to accept the bid specifications for the previously addressed issues and money.
All right. Thank you. I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Garza. The item number three passes as stated, not to exceed $704,261.20.
Thank you.
Item number four. Second, please. Consideration and possible action to approve the annual supply of reverse osmosis membrane scale inhibitor, cartridge filters, and cleaners. Again, is that you, Mr. Garza?
Yes, sir.
All right. Please continue.
Okay. In the summary, the San Luis Regional Water Authority uses scale inhibitor, cartridge filters, and membrane cleaners to improve the operations of the reverse osmosis membrane process and extend the life of cycle of membranes. A scale inhibitor reduces precipitation of iron, silica, and calcium scaling through the membranes. Cartridge filters are used to filter particulates prior to the membrane treatment. RO membrane cleaners are used to remove foulants and restore the performance of membranes. The anti-scalant AWCA-108 ferric was specifically designed by American Water Chemicals for the feed water, and there are no equivalents on the market. Due to the proprietary nature of the anti-scalant, no competitive bids were solicited. American Water Chemicals is also the sole distributor of the aqua cartridge filters and RO membrane cleaners used at the SRWA. The anti-scalant RO cleaners and filters are purchased on a yearly basis, and the term of the contract period is September 1st, 2021 to August 31st, 2022. The estimated usage and annual cost for the RO chemicals and filters during this period are as follows. For the anti-scalant, we're estimating 26 totes, and the cost of the tote is $5,400 for an annual cost of $140,400. For the RO cleaner AWC C234, this is the low pH cleaner. We are estimating 18 drums for the year at a cost of $1,696 per drum for an annual cost of $30,528. for the RO cleaner AWC-237, which is a high pH cleaner. We're estimating, again, 18 drums at a cost of $1,643 per drum for an annual cost of $29,574. And for the Aqua cartridge filters, these are the pre-filters, we're estimating 6,000 filters at a cost of $8.45 per filter for an annual cost of $50,700. SRWA staff recommends awarding the annual contract for anti-scalant cartridge filters and RO cleaners to American Water Chemicals of Tampa, Florida, for a total contract amount not to exceed $251,202. Are there any questions?
I have no questions, Mr. Garza.
No, none.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to approve item number 4 as recommended by staff.
I move to so do that.
Thank all you. Right, I have a first. Second, does the only remaining board member. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, thank you. Item number 4 passes, a contract amount not to exceed $251,202. Thank you, Mr. Garza.
Thank you.
Moving on to item 5, consideration and possible action for bid award for the 24-inch mag meter assembly and vault for Southmost Regional Water Authority. Who do we have here?
Hey, Marie.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the board. My name is Marie Lea. I am the Director of Special Projects and Waterways Water Engineering Planning and Operations. The SRWA provides potable water to the BPUB distribution system via a 24-inch water main along Paredes Line Road. The SRWA is installing a meter vault at this distribution point in order to meter and control the flow distribution to the BPUB potable water system. On April 1st, 2021, the BPUB Purchasing Department opened bids for the SRWA 24-inch mag meter assembly and vault project. The invitation to the bid was advertised in the Brownsville Herald on March 14 and 21st of 2021, posted on BPUB's webpage and emailed to 6 vendors, with 2 vendors responding as follows. Ferguson Services System with a bid of $65,500 and Park USA with a total bid of $85,995. However, the low bidder, Ferguson Service Systems, bid was deemed non-responsive due to failure to meet bid specifications. Further description of recommended action can be viewed in the attached letter of recommendation. BPUB staff recommends board approval of bid award for the SRWA 24-inch mag meter assembly and vault project to Park USA out of Houston, Texas, for a total amount not to exceed $85,995.
I have a question, Ms. Leal, if you don't mind. This is you.
I'm sorry?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So you say they're non-responsive. I saw the letter here. It was unclear to me. It said there was inconsistencies with the bid, those 3 inconsistencies, including responsible furnishing and placing, I believe, a crane.
That is correct. There was, if you want me to go over, there was 3 major inconsistencies.
My question was that when you say that they were not responsive, that we notified them that they needed to fix this and they did not respond to that? Is that what happened?
That is correct. They stated they clarified their bid and they stated that they would there would be additional costs coming at a later date in order for them to be able to deliver the complete mag meter vault as called for on the plans.
Okay. Now and then they never got with that increased bid.
No, sir.
Okay. So then the Park USA bid for $85,995 does meet those requirements. There are no further inconsistencies with that bid.
That is correct.
At least
yes.
For the moment, yes. Before
and they deliver it, offload it, place it in the excavated hole that is placed by our operations crews, and it includes everything. And whereas Ferguson, They first of all, they wanted a manual actuator was included, not a not an electrical motor like Park USA. That's probably okay. The biggest cost difference there.
Got it. Okay. Great. That makes perfect sense.
And
all right, thank you.
To, one further thing, Mr. President, just to, for the board, Park USA is the one that we have never encountered any problems with them. They provided completed meter vaults for in other locations. One of them, the latest one, was the one for the annex building, also for military highway, and zero problems with them. So hopefully that'll continue to be the case.
Okay, great. And this is a clarify, just out of my curiosity, I'm not familiar with the meter vault. Is this where the meter is housed, or
when
you say meter vault, that includes meter itself? Because it sounds
yes, sir. It's an underground vault that houses a metering, the actual meter. We also have a backflow prevention valves in a system, and also a bypass in case for whatever reason we ever need to service the meter, the bypass, the flow will be bypassed.
Okay, but that we're not replacing or changing the meter that is there in place. This is just the housing of the vault for it, correct?
No, there is no meter. So this will be completely new. And
pretty expensive because this includes the mag meter and the vault, everything. So do we not meter right now? What we supply at that point?
No, yes, they do. They do meter it, but not at that location.
Not at that location. Okay. Got it. And why do we need that second meter? I'm all in favor. I'm always in favor of metering, but I'm curious. Why do we need that additional, not second, might be third, I don't know, additional meter location?
This will, from my understanding, for operations purposes, this is a not. It will allow us to meter it more accurately. It's a newer underground vault, and we'll also be able to not disrupt any of the flows by having a bypass in this underground vault.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Nelson?
No, I understand it clearly.
What else do we meter, folks, for the SRWA? Obviously, some point at the output of the plant, right, Ahmed?
Mr. President, this is Jose Armando.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the main meter leaving the plant in a 30-inch line. We meter the total output of the plant. And then have a meter for the city of Los Fresnos and the city of Valimar number 2. So what we do, we basically subtract Valimar and Los Fresnos from the main meter leaving the plant to come up with a number going to Brownsville.
I see. Okay, so this will meter that amount going to Brownsville?
Yes, this we will just focus on the flow to Brownsville.
All right. I understand. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay, great. All right, I'll entertain a motion to approve item number 5 as recommended by staff.
I move to approve the bid by Park USA of Houston, Texas.
All right, thank you. I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, item number 5 passes for a total amount not to exceed $85,995 to Park USA. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to item number 6. Discussion on the fiscal year 2022 initial draft budget.
Yes, Mr. President, members of the board, this is Mike. I'm going to have Monica Cavazos present this item. Monica, please present.
Yes.
Hi, Monica.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the board. The fiscal year 2022 proposed operations and maintenance budget of $4,209,131 is $53,148. Or 1.25% less than the approved FY 2021 budget. The O&M changes are due in part to a decreased usage of calcium chloride and scale inhibitor in the chemicals category, and decreases to the rehabilitation of 3 wells and the purchase of some pumps and motors in the maintenance of wells. The FY22 debt service requirements total $2,276,538, an increase of $4,468 or 0.20% from the prior year. The FY22 proposed capital budget totals $3,506,609, which will be funded with $140,338 in participant assessments and prior year cash. The proposed capital budget includes a feasibility assessment for the expansion of SRWA, variable frequency drive unit replacements at high service pumps 5 and 6, and 2 each chemical bulk tanks for liquid ammonium sulfate. And the O&M debt service and proposed capital budgets for FY22 new funding only bring the total proposed Southmost Regional Water Authority fiscal year 22 budget to $6,626,007. You should have the detail in your packets as well. Page 1 shows the proposed budget allocation by participant, and that's where you'll see the 21 approved budget was $6,670,693 versus the 22 proposed of $6,626,007. Pages 2 through 7 show the history as well as the 22 proposed by participant. Move on to page 8. That's where you see the highlights by account of the O&M budget. And you'll see increases, decreases in chemicals. There's, you know, some of the chemicals are going up, some are going down, and some decreases in engineering fees. And those are just some of the highlights from the O&M budget. Pages 10 and 11 show you the detail by account to some of the more specific details of particular accounts. You can see the changes versus the 21 budget and the year-end projections and what they're proposing for 22. When you move on, page 12 is the budget. There are some increases in the SRWA wages. That's primarily due to reclassification of positions, promotions, those types of things. There is they are proposing an increase in overtime for eligible positions. We're going to go back and revisit that with them and verify that increase is needed. And then there are some increases because of the increases in salary. There's a corresponding increase in the benefits. So the personnel budget is going from $711,049.21 to a proposed amount of $813,463.22. But based on some pending personnel actions, there may be some changes in that category. This is where we begin the capital improvement plan details, and you'll see that we have cash on hand of $3,366,271, and the 22 member assessments would be $140,338, bringing the total plan to $3,506,609. And the subsequent pages, the rest of 13, 14, and 15, give you the detail of the CIP projects that are planned. So this is the first draft we're presenting to you. We will bring the final draft to you in August. So this is not an action item. There's no action required on this item. This, again, is the first draft. We will be bringing the final draft to you in August. But does anybody have any questions on what's been proposed so far?
I have no questions. Thank you.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Who's that?
I'm sorry?
I thought Mr. Nelson, did another board member join us?
Yes, Ralph Cowan, I've been on.
Okay, Ralph, hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I second motions. I did all kinds of things that never got acknowledged, but that's okay. I've been here all the time.
Well, it's not okay because I didn't hear you.
Okay.
I just heard you right now, the first time. I don't know, did anybody else hear? I didn't mean to ignore you.
No, I didn't hear him either.
No.
Well, I don't know. I didn't do anything any different. The phone's been on the you know, I've been on my cell phone, so, you know. But that's okay. Okay. Well, we don't need to back up and do anything different. This, you know.
I'm in agreement with everything that's happened. All right. Are you on the road?
No, I'm sitting in my office.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering because, yeah, there's a distinct change in the phone in the sound all of a sudden here, and it kind of coincided when I heard. Maybe we just somehow.
I have it on Bluetooth on my hearing aids, but I can take it off of there if you want.
No, no, not a problem. I didn't hear that noise before. Okay, no problem. Anyway, great. Thank you. And I think we've got. Any other questions then? I need a little more time to look over it in detail, because honestly, I didn't quite get. But it doesn't look too crazy at all. So I look forward to receiving it officially in August. Any other issues or questions for item number five, or excuse me, item number six? All right, item number seven, discussion date next board meeting.
Yes, Mr. President, the first Monday in August would be August 2nd.
That works for me.
That works for me.
Just a minute here. I think it works for me. Let's see. Yes, it works for me.
Okay, great. And then the August 2nd, let's pencil that in. And then for September, just looking ahead for planning purposes, we're going to be meeting a purpose. In person in September. I don't know if you heard that, Mr. Cowan, but September 6th might be Labor Day.
That's Labor Day, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll probably have the following week, correct, John? I mean, I'm not
sure. You can move it to the board meeting date.
Yeah, the 13th. Okay, yeah, just for planning purposes, I think the 13th might be better, so for now.
Okay, sure.
So August 2nd, and then the next one, September 13th. And that September 13th meeting, folks, again, we're planning to be meeting in person again. Okay.
That'd be good. The board's been meeting in person since June.
Yep. That's different people are coming in at different times. And I think for me, the later the better right now until we figure out exactly what the Delta variant is doing or we have a confirmation on everyone being vaccinated. But okay. Either way,
well, I'm vaccinated.
Good. We will meet on those dates unless something else happens, heaven forbid. All right, so that wraps us up, right, Mr. Bruchak?
Yes, President, members of the
meeting be adjourned.
All right, motion for Mr. Nelson to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second for Mr. Cowan. Any further discussion? And heard, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We stand adjourned, folks. Thank you very much, everybody, for your hard work, and look forward to seeing you or hearing from you next month and seeing you again in September. Take care, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Bye.